It is terrifyingly realistic, but this is only a drill. A simulation, part of active shooter training in a Georgia high school.
I think the thing that keeps us awake at night is what we don't know, and if we're missing something.
FBI Atlanta Field Office head Britt Johnson says a shooting can happen anywhere, at any time, and without warning.
Quite honestly, I do things, drills with my kids. We go to the mall, and I have conversations with them about what do you do if you start to hear gunfire. I think those are tough conversations, but you need to be having those conversations with your kids.
In 2015 alone, there have been more than 350 mass shootings, according to data from ShootingTracker.com. It categorizes mass shootings as any incident where at least four people are injured or killed, including the shooter. Preparing people for a shooter inside a school, considered a soft target, is Sam Sharder's job.
The reality is many things in our society are a soft target, so we can't stop living.
Sharder works at Emory University in Atlanta, keeping students and staff prepared for the worst case.
Run and get away from the scenario if you can. If you can't, hide and barricade yourself in a place where it's substantial. And if you can't hide as a last resort to protect yourself and others, fight with aggression.
It was 2 weeks ago that security was enhanced outside of Phillips Arena in Atlanta after an alleged ISIS threat against a wrestling event. Those we spoke to outside WWE's Survivor Series decided to show up anyway.
Things are going to happen no matter what. You can't live your life in fear.
What I'm going to say is run. Run as fast as you can.
Law enforcement experts say everyone should consider a safety plan before something actually does happen. A 2014 study by the FBI found most active shootings end in 5 minutes or less. After Paris, the French government handed out these posters. Printed on them, instructions on how to escape or hide during a terrorist attack.
Our ability to know what's going on out in the community every day is diminishing, so we're relying on the public even more every day.
But for those who have survived a shooting, like Eileen Torres in San Bernardino, there is little that can be said or done to stop the fear.
We're not eager to go back to work. You know, it's to know that some of our friends are gone and to know that that massacre happened in the next building, it's just, it's not, you don't feel safe.